Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. This week, your number one movie was Goosebumps with $23.6 million. The Martian was number two, $21 million. Bridge of Spies was number three, $15 million. Crimson Peak was number four, $13 million. And number five was Hotel Transylvania 2, $12.6 million. New this week, you can see The Last Witch Hunter, Gem and the Holograms, Rock the Casbah, Paranormal Activity, Ghost Dimension, and others in limited release. In the news, a new Star Wars The Force Awakens trailer debuted this week with the opening shot of new tickets going on sale. It wasn't the number one trailer of all time, but it came close. It was number two behind its previous teaser. The movie had ads for its own ads, so it makes sense that people are a little bit tired. Yahoo claims it lost $42 million on Yahoo Screen. It's a platform which produced three original shows, and I'm pretty sure showed nothing else, or at least I wasn't aware of it. Community, Sin City Saints, and Other Space are the only things I believe are on it, but hey, what do I know? Either way, you got your six seasons. Do not expect a movie yet. Paramount was working on a Friday the 13th movie. It was delayed until 2017. Tracy Morgan's SNL hosting gig last week was, well, great. Pretty fantastic. And Larry David showed up for the first of hopefully many appearances as Bernie Sanders, or for that matter, anybody. I don't care who Larry David shows up to play, just have him on the show more. YouTube has announced plans to charge a $9.99 ad-free subscription service. It's called YouTube Red. It is not called RedTube. RedTube is something else. Do not Google that. Unless this is a joke, a company is doing a touring exhibition of Red Fox and Andy Kaufman's stand-up comedy Holograms as a show you can go see. Also, a new TV series called Krypton is in development. It takes place 200 years prior to the movie Man of Steel, so no Superman, and presumably no Superman's parents. On sale at Entertainment Earth! Mobius models are on sale again, pre-assembled items and kits. Do it yourself or let them do it for you. We don't judge. Buy one, get one 40% off through Tuesday. 41 items qualify, including Monsters, Munsters, Martian, and more! In the toy news, Diamond Select Toys is doing a line of Muppets based on The Muppet Show and shows from a little later. For example, there's a three-pack with Kermit the Frog, Robin, and for some reason, Bean Bunny of the Tale of the Bunny Picnic fame. That was a special from 1986, which your mom probably watched a million times. Maybe that was my mom. Either way, Fozzie with Scooter and Gonzo with Camilla are also available. Due in May, we are taking pre-orders right now for the whole set because that's how we do things. Collect them all or don't. That's the way I go anyway. The sculpting looks really nice. Diamond Select Toys did a great job. If you haven't been watching the new Muppet Show, it's not bad. The ratings indicate you might not be watching it. It's on Wednesdays on ABC, and these figures are up for pre-order right now. This morning, Funko announced a new Hikari figure, a Wampa non-bloody edition. New exclusives this week at Entertainment Earth include the Batman the Animated Series Laughing Fish Joker Bust. You won't find that anywhere else. We also received our exclusive Star Wars The Force Awakens Desert Assault Walker with First Order Stormtrooper Officer figure. Also an Entertainment Earth exclusive. It has an exclusive red pad on the Stormtrooper. And the Walker itself is in a desert getup. Mine's not here yet. Should be here next week, and I will probably talk about it on the podcast then. Very excited. New pre-orders include Funko doing Baby Metal pop vinyl figures from the Japanese idol singers who more or less are doing Baby Metal. Three are available. They're due in January. The Nightmare Before Christmas Pumpkin King Jack in Coffin action figure is a lot like the June Planning figures from the 1990s. I bought some. They are very nice. And it's from Diamond Select Toys, so check that out. We added the Batman Classic 1966 TV series Batgirl Mini Bust, the Superman in the Animated Series Superman Bust, and, pretty cool, if you like Mego figures, there's the Star Trek Series 8 Red Shirt and Charon, action figure set. They're 8 inches tall, cloth outfits, the whole Mego works, and you get a red shirt. And that's it! Thanks for listening to the show. We'll be back next week with more, let's say, exciting news about toys and movies. You can follow us on Twitter at EntEarth. You can follow us at entertainmentearth.com for our newsletters and daily news and all that good stuff. So thanks for listening, and see you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast.